Now, 80 million trees in Britain are at risk of dying from ash dieback. That's a fungal disease that's gradually spreading across the country. But there is a glimmer of hope, thanks to scientists at Queen Mary University of London, who are decoding the ash tree's genetic sequence to discover how to produce a tree strain that's resistant to the disease. Planet Earth's Richard Hollingham spoke to the scientist leading the research, Richard Buggs, and forestry research manager, Joe Clark.
Well, ash is one of our most important trees. It's the third most common tree and the second most widely planted broadleaf tree. It forms a very important part of many valued ecosystems. A lot of our British biodiversity is dependent on not so much the ash tree itself, but on the structure of a woodland, a broadleaf woodland that's created through different species composition. So ash is very important, and it's a very important timber tree. Ash is quite elastic. It's quite good at absorbing impacts, and it's used quite widely in things like flooring and door frames. Morgan cars are still made from ash trees. It's widely used.
So, Richard, you're starting with the ash trees here, these small ash trees, these young ash trees. What are you actually going to do?
So I'll be collecting a sample here today. I'll be taking that back to my lab at Queen Mary University of London. And my PhD student, Yasmin Zorin, is going to extract the DNA from the bark of that specimen. We'll be sending that DNA sample to Eurofins in Germany. And the data they're going to give back to me is a whole load of short reads from throughout the genome at random, covering the genome 155 times over. And we have to put that all together using high-performance computers to assemble the genome of ash.
And essentially what, you'll get a list of all the bases in the ash DNA?
Exactly. The ash genome is 950 million bases long, so that's just under a third the size of the human genome. Sequencing a genome is a bit like taking aerial photos of an unexplored island. Just imagine there's an island in the Pacific that hasn't been explored. All we know is how big it is, and we want to know more about it. And so what we might do is send planes over it, taking lots and lots of small aerial photos at random, and then we have to take those little aerial photos that we have, which in our case are reads of DNA, and put them all together in a big jigsaw puzzle to recreate, on the computer, the whole genome code of the ash tree.
OK, you've got your secateurs in your hand. You're going to take a sample now. So you're actually going to chop off a little bit of this tree here.
Taking a sample here. So
there we go. You literally take that back and you've got to do all that work on it.
This is the start of a huge programme of research.
So you have the sequence of DNA. How does that help you with looking at which trees are going to be resistant to the disease?
The genes for resistance are not just going to pop out of the genome as soon as we sequence it. We're going to actually have to find them. And the way we do that is to look at lots of trees and find ones that are resistant and ones that are susceptible, and then genotype them. And
so when you say genotype, look at the genetics of them, the sequence of them.
So we won't sequence the whole genome of them, but we'll look at a subset of the genome using a system of markers. Like, for example, there's a system called RAD markers that look at thousands of points across the genome, but not the whole of the genome, but enough of it for us to pick out the genes that are associated with resistance or susceptibility to ash dieback.
The underlying genetics is absolutely of paramount importance, whether you're trying to produce robust populations to combat climate change or, in fact, a novel disease like Chilara. The genetics is what underpins all our research work to produce productive timber trees for the future.
Richard, how long is this going to take?
The sequencing of the genome should take less than a year. Well, we should be releasing a draft assembly of the ash genome very quickly. Technologies have moved on really fast in the last 5 years, and this is now quite a routine thing to do.
And Joe, how soon do you expect to be able to use this information?
Well, as soon as Richard gives us those individuals that are likely to be resistant, we have very good techniques for bulking up material. So ash grafts very, very easily. You can graft it onto a rootstock, and then you can be producing seed perhaps in 5 years' time.
Joe Clark from the Earth Trust and Richard Buggs from Queen Mary University of London on efforts to save the ash tree. And you can find more from Planet Earth online at our website. That's at thenakedscientist.com/planet Earth.